Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that may need to face a great and, in fact, very serious challenge. A former member of the Obama administration, someone who worked in the State Department in very high-ranking positions there, has written a fairly sobering piece for Defense One. It suggests the United States must prepare for war in the Ukraine, suggesting that even Joe Biden, with the some of the tendencies that have been shown in this administration before, is not going to be in a position where he can ignore another invasion of part of Ukraine. The Crimea was already invaded and taken. And so what does a war with Russia look like? We'll be speaking with Dr. Farkas, who was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia under President Obama. We'll be speaking with her coming up this hour on the Michael Medved Show. And meanwhile, there continues to be this nearly hysterical attempt, and I think every time they reach out and they get more extreme and more hysterical on this issue of the filibuster and the issue of the Freedom to Vote Act, as it's called, there's a full-page ad that appeared today in the New York Times, which cost hundreds of thousands of dollars of somebody's money. I mean, New York Times is very in-print, full-page, in color. It's an expensive ad. And the advertisement that appeared this morning says, silence will kill our democracy. And it has some pictures of broken windows and people in MAGA hats reaping the whirlwind and behaving badly at January 6th, of course. And then it has the text of the ad says, "To our business leaders, you have spoken up before when democracy and rights have been under attack." It says 1964, it quotes a head of Coca-Cola who rallied reluctant white business leaders in Atlanta to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. after he had received the Nobel Peace Prize. And then it features a head of Walmart, CEO Lee Scott, in 2005. Urges pre-authorize the Voting Rights Act. And then we have a Citigroup, and that's 2020. And then Dow Chemical. You don't normally see people on the left honoring Dow Chemical, but 2021, CEO Jim Fitterling suspends political contributions to members of Congress who opposed certification of 2020 election results. Okay, and then it says, right now, states across the country are passing laws that make it harder to vote and easier to overturn election results. Support the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Tell the Senate to protect our freedom and our economic stability by putting the act to an up or down vote immediately. Speak up again. Democracy depends on you. And it's signed by a number of organizations, the NAACP, Advancing Justice, the ADL, and the SPLC, and I'm not sure what SPLC stands for, but these fine organizations, silence will kill our democracy. Does anyone seriously believe? No, I mean this. And if you do, And you want to make the case, we'll take your call right away, 1-800-955-1776. The idea that our democracy is going to be in jeopardy if the filibuster isn't crushed, because that's the only way they have to actually pass these two acts that they want, that you believe that America can no longer function as a democracy if these acts aren't passed? If you believe that to be true, and here are all these good people, charitable people, I'm sure, investing this much money, a full-page ad in the New York Times under the heading "Silence Will Kill Our Democracy." Usually filibuster, at least traditionally, has been not about silence. It's been about talking a lot. Last time a lot of people saw a big filibuster on TV was with Ted Cruz, remember? And he read from Dr. Seuss and all kinds of things. That was when he was filibustering to try to keep the government shut down so that Obamacare could be blocked from taking effect. You remember that? Didn't work that well, that particular filibuster. But it's an important principle that you don't win and do some kind of earth-shaking change of the country unless you have a really solid majority in the United States Senate. 60 votes. Used to be 67, two-thirds. But no, now it's 60 votes. So, what do you say? Well, what you say is all kinds of craziness about voting rights and the filibuster. And this is what's fascinating, is some of the leaders of the Senate, including Chuck Schumer, as recently as 2005, defended the filibuster on the Senate floor. In fact, there was a senator from Delaware named Biden who was a very strong and impassioned defender of the filibuster. What happened? A principle changed? No, just the politics of the moment and the desperation of the Democrats to have something to show their progressive base in terms of meaningful success, which is the way they see it. This is a series of flashbacks from the Senate floor in 2005, talking about the necessity of the filibuster, Schumer and Biden, clip 19.
And we should make no mistake, this nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab by the majority party.
We are on the precipice of a crisis, a constitutional crisis. The checks and balances which have been at the core of this republic are about to be evaporated by the nuclear option. The checks and balances which say that if you get 51% of the vote, you don't get your way 100% of the time. It is amazing. It's almost a temper tantrum by those on the hard, hard right. They want their way every single time. And they will change the rules, break the rules, misread the Constitution, so that they will get their way.
That, Madam President, is what we call abuse of power.
Okay, as I recall what they were arguing about, this was during the Bush administration, was the use of the filibuster to prevent confirmation of judges. The Bush administration had a much bigger problem than the Trump administration did. Bush administration had a smaller majority in the Senate, and in fact no majority in the Senate for a little while because of one senator, Jim Jeffords of Vermont, flipping. But there were a lot of people on the Republican side who said, look, it's very important to get these judges confirmed. Go ahead and just say you get confirmed with 50 votes and you don't have a right to filibuster judicial appointments. Well, eventually it was Harry Reid who took that provision, that protection away. And look how it worked out for the Democrats. They got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Barrett. More on this in context, and should the U.S. prepare to fight Russia? Coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Michael Medved Show. There are fights, struggles, misunderstandings, and so many fronts. And right now, one of them, of course, involves what happens with Ukraine if, as appears increasingly likely, Vladimir Putin orders an invasion. We will be getting to that. Let me first go to your calls and to Aaron in Port Orchard, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey. You're on the air.
So earlier you had said if anybody had a counter argument to your dismissal of any of these voting rights bills passing as being voter suppression, I believe your argument is intellectually dishonest, because you prefaced your argument by saying 80 million people voted for Biden, and so that proves that none of these things are voter suppression. But because 80 million people voted for Biden, the Republicans are now attempting voter suppression. I mean,
where, hold on. Basically, that is, your argument is more sophisticated than the argument that was being made by Democrats in Congress, because they were talking about the Republicans traditionally trying voter suppression and trying hard, and this has been an age-old thing where they're trying to take the rights away from people of color. We've had a tremendous success in the United States by actually having in, I believe it's three of the last five elections, the rate of voting for black people has been higher than the rate of voting for white people. They have been underrepresented, and it has just skyrocketed. So if the Republicans have been trying voter suppression, then they're doing a darn poor job of it, don't you think?
I agree they're doing a darn poor job of it, but that doesn't mean that they're not trying.
Yes, it does. What is an example of the 34 new laws that is voter suppression?
The example that you used earlier when you said, who cares if no organization is allowed to give water or food to people in line?
No, it's with people in line within, hold on, it's within 150 feet of a polling place. So if you want to have something that you offer in a park across the way, you can do that. You just can't do it right in the voting place because there are restrictions anyway about campaigning there.
Right. So what potential voting populace is most likely going to need water while they're in line 150 feet from the polling station? To ignore
okay.
the fact that your typical urban voting line might be 2 hours on a hot day, and your typical rural voting line might be 15 minutes on a hot day, so you say nobody can give them water, ignores the fact that that is much more likely to have an impact on an urban long-time voting than on a short voting line.
The law does not prevent anyone from giving them water. In other words, if you need a cup of water, and this has been reported in Georgia, there are many polling places where they have there at schools and things like that, where there are nearby water fountains that you can go to. Or if you have somebody who's waiting in line with you and wants to go off and get I mean, the idea that someone is going to say, well, I'm not getting any food or water provided to me by an organization, therefore I'm not going to vote. Isn't that a bit preposterous? By the way, would I vote, if I were in the state legislature in Georgia, would I have voted for that provision of the state election revision law? No, I wouldn't have. I mean, I think it's silly. But I think it's also silly to suggest that that is an attempt to take away somebody's franchise.
Remember the pictures from, I think it was in the Georgia special set of elections, of the lady with her lawn chair and snacks, and how proud she was that no matter what, she wouldn't have to leave the line?
Well, there's nothing in this law that prevents her from doing that.
I don't think that image of her being prepared, that even though she anticipated a multi-hour wait in line to vote,
okay,
she was prepared to speak out.
There is nothing that prevents her from sitting, bringing her lawn chair, from bringing a picnic basket. That is not prohibited. It is an organizational campaigning that is prohibited by that provision. And look, if you look at I think it's terrific that more people vote. I am in favor of the more people voting as possible, because voting is you're participating in the life of our republic. And the notion that somehow the fact that you don't want organizations bringing her supplies on her lawn chair and waiting in line, that that represents some kind of Ku Klux Klan attempt to disfranchise people of color, I think it's a stretch, Steve. Aaron. And I do appreciate your call. Steve in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I think ultimately you asked the question, how does this result in, you know, hurting our democracy or the collapse of our democracy? And I think what's going to end up happening here, and all of these are designed to make it harder for people in urban atmospheres to vote. That's what all of these are designed. You can argue that, but it's the truth. That's what they're trying to do. That's where the Democrats live. It also happens to be where a lot of black people and persons of color live. That's how you can tie it to racism. But what they're ultimately trying to do is make it harder for people in urban areas to vote, either by making it inconvenient, making them drive farther, whatever it is, so that they can skew it by the slightest percentage during each election,
if you look at the Georgia bill or the Texas bill that they none of this really has impact of that nature.
Then
where has that impact been? In other words, One of the reasons that you had a bigger turnout this last time, and all over the country, and not just in urban areas, is because there was a lot more mail-in voting. I happen to think mail-in voting is a good thing. I'm all for it. It doesn't go away anywhere. And as a matter of fact, absentee ballots are easier with the reform to get from Georgia than they are to get from Delaware or New York. One of the questions here that people who want high turnout, and I do, is should you need to give an excuse? Is it enough to request a ballot just because you're going to be busy that day? Or you want to just fill out your ballot at home? I think, by the way, that is now the case in Georgia after this new change. That was the case in this last election, too. But it is not the case in other Democratic states. And the idea of a mass conspiracy to sway the vote, it's going to be a tough sell because it's not true. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, President Biden's approval rating on the coronavirus pandemic is at 39%. This as the Biden administration is pledging to begin providing a $500 million at-home test kits to Americans for free this month. President Biden says the White House is not stopping there.
I'm directing my team to procure an additional additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. That means 1 billion tests in total to meet future demand.
The Supreme Court blocking the enforcement of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test mandate for workers at large businesses, but allowing the enforcement of a similar mandate for certain healthcare workers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With everything else going on here in the United States, you might have missed the recent negotiations between representatives of Vladimir Putin's Russia and our own country to try to resolve and remove the dangers of war because of prospective Russian invasion, second Russian invasion of Ukraine. Well, not much happened with the negotiations. And in light of that, a very prominent defense expert, Dr. Evelyn Farkas, says the U.S. must prepare for war against Russia over Ukraine. Dr. Farkas was the senior advisor to the Supreme Allied Commander and Europe Command and U.S. European Command, and served as a special advisor for the Secretary of Defense for the NATO summit. Prior to that, she was a senior fellow at the American Security Project. She was also Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia in the Obama administration. Dr. Farkas, do you believe that your basic argument that some kind of confrontation, either peaceful or, God forbid, a military confrontation, a war, is inevitable with Vladimir Putin. Do you believe that a lot of your former colleagues who are now in the Biden administration would agree with that assumption?
Well, first, Michael, thank you for having me on. Second, I would say, first of all, that we are in a confrontation with Vladimir Putin. Obviously, it's not one where we're fighting militarily, but we are in a diplomatic standoff where we're not agreeing on the fundamentals, and we're not likely to agree on the fundamentals because what Vladimir Putin wants is basically the equivalent to tearing apart the international order. So in my recent piece in Defense One, what I argue for is everything the administration is doing, but on top of that, we need to really try to see if we can put together a coalition of the willing, go to the United Nations, call out the Russians for what they're doing, which is basically the equivalent of what Saddam Hussein did when he tried to seize, when he annexed Kuwait. Now, I'm not advocating that we go to war with Russia, but I think if we can put together such a coalition and give Russia an ultimatum the way that we did with Saddam Hussein, at the very most, I would hope that we would go back to a Cold War stance, that we would contain Russia. But right now, we're in a position where Russia looks poised to just take more territory in Ukraine and ultimately pose a threat to NATO itself if he gets away with his increased military incursions in Ukraine.
Which of our allies do you believe would be, you talk about the first President Bush talked about a coalition of the willing, and that is what got Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Who among our current allies, with the leadership situation and all of them, would join such a coalition of the willing to defend Ukraine's sovereignty?
Well, I think in the first order, it would have to be a coalition of the willing, you know, to put pressure on, diplomatic pressure, because I think that underlying your question is a healthy dose of skepticism about the willingness of our allies and indeed the United States to take nuclear-powered Russia on militarily. So what I'm trying to do is instead demonstrate to the Russians that the global community is united against them and that there's no way, you know, we will wait them out. We will pressure them with our sanctions, with providing support for an insurgency in Ukraine, and we will demand that Russia leave. Right now, we left it in the UN at, you know, we don't recognize their annexation of Crimea. But that's pretty much where the international community left it. I understand it's hard with China in the Security Council in particular and Russia as well, diplomatically, but I think we need to do a better job trying, because this, what Russia is doing impacts all the countries of the world, not just, of course, the United States and the European countries.
Right. I mean, I know that there are many people who have made the point that if further aggression against Russia is allowed to proceed, that makes aggression against Taiwan vastly more likely.
Possibly, yes. I mean, of course, it's a different calculation for the Chinese. In the case of Russia, you know, Putin, I think, has calculated that he's at a point of relative power to the United States and other countries, which might over time decline. In the case of China, they're at a point of power which may increase. So Xi may decide he has more time. Having said that, there are plenty of people watching the China-Taiwan scenario saying that there's a real danger that Xi, changes his timetable for taking back Taiwan if he sees that the United States is not launching a strong enough effort to, prevent Russia from essentially, taking over, controlling Ukraine, and beyond that, possibly.
Do you believe that Putin, if the United States stationed NATO troops in Ukraine, that Putin would see that as a reason to preemptively invade?
Well, if he thought we were going to, he would. If we were already there in large enough force, I doubt he would do that. I mean, again, just as we don't want to get into a military confrontation with Russia, a large, strong nuclear power, they don't want to get into military confrontation with us, which is, again, why I also believe if we counter Russia with an ultimatum, if we take the initiative, it could potentially lead to Russia backing down. Right now, we are letting Russia issue the ultimatums rather than the other way around.
Given the situation with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, couldn't Putin simply conclude that the American public would have no stomach at all for a buildup in Ukraine that could lead to war? If there is a showdown, we'd be the ones who have to blink?
Yes, and I think that that is part of what's going on here. I think Putin sees this moment in part because two things. He sees the weakness, the division internally, domestically in the United States. We're fighting with one another, so we're distracted by that. We're weak. We don't have resolve. Maybe we don't even have a bipartisan foreign policy anymore, although I believe we do on Russia. Second, and on China and many things. Second, he's also seeing the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and I think he's interpreting that as, well, the United States doesn't have the appetite anymore for international obligations, and certainly not military ones. There, I think he's also wrong, because it's, as you know, it's very hard to predict how the American people and the leaders are going to come down on any given threat, and you can't compare Afghanistan to something that's happening, you know, on the periphery of NATO.
And again, and people should be aware of a piece of Walter Russell Mead wrote a piece today about how successful Putin has been recently in Kazakhstan and settling the situation there, and that of the former Soviet republics, there are only the Baltics, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia, and also Moldova and Ukraine are the only ones that haven't fallen under this Putin umbrella already, the former 15 Soviet republics.
Right, and they've been put under incredible pressure. I mean, Georgia is still sort of holding out, but they're 20%, you know, 20% of their territory is occupied, similar to Ukraine. Putin, you know, recently, I believe he must have been alarmed to see the uprising in Kazakhstan, but as I note in the piece, because he was able to put it down quickly with his forces, now he has additional leverage there. And I think he has an additional incentive to take action on Ukraine.
And look, it's all very sobering. Please come back. Evelyn Farkas, her piece is posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there was a demonstration yesterday, and it was a pretty big one. They had some 200 people there. They were very excited. They were very concerned. This was for a meeting of the State Board of Health. The demonstration, of course, was in Olympia. Well, actually in Tumwater, right near the state capitol. And here's the way that the event was described in the Seattle Times. Late last week, disturbing rumors started to fly on social media. The State Board of Health, they claimed, was about to authorize local health officials and police to round up people for refusing to get coronavirus vaccines and to forcibly lock them up in quarantine facilities or detention camps. It wasn't true. There is, of course, no such plan. But the falsehood spread with Omicron-like rapidity, it says in the Times, fueled by misinformation from anti-vaccine activists, some conservative radio hosts, not this one, and at least three Republican congressional candidates. One of those candidates, Joe Kent, who's running against the outstanding congressman, Republican Jamie Butler. And Joe Kent, a candidate for Congress, appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast and said this about this terrible danger that allegedly is about to afflict the state of Washington. Clip 15,
Washington
listen.
State's Health Board is convening a meeting to discuss two very radical Washington State administrative codes, one of which gives the Board of Health the ability to have a law enforcement official go and arrest people that refuse to go into forced quarantine. The other statute, excuse me, it's not a statute, it's an administrative code, allows the Board of Health to take over facilities and turn them into quarantine facilities. So these are very radical. They're also considering mandatory vaccines for kids K through 12. This is all happening at this Washington Board of Health meeting that they've really made it difficult for the public to participate in. We are hosting a peaceful protest outside the Board of Health. We're going to have bullhorns out there.
Okay. It was a raucous demonstration, and by the time the Health Board actually convened yesterday, the usually obscure panel had been deluged with more than 30,000 emails, hundreds of calls, and requests from 8,000 people to testify in its virtual public meeting. Some of the messages included threats to board members and staff. Now, the important thing here is it's ridiculous there was never any plan, never any preparation, never any discussion about setting up a strike force and then interning people in detention camps. They claimed, one of the claims, I have a piece here that was prepared by a group and an anonymous writer whose name is, anonymous name is Hard Wire. And this is from civildeadline.com. He says, we're using experimental vaccine to battle the worst global health pandemic in over a century. No medical or scientific expert can assure anyone that they are not going to be side effects. Most do not even know that these side effects might look like. There's already a number, alarming number of documented cases of deadly adverse reactions. People have died for children. Experts insist that risks from the vaccine itself are greater than those from the virus. There are no experts who believe that or have said that at all. And then he says, there may be even a more alarming push for total compliance in the state of Washington. A new piece of legislation would allow for government-forced internment of the unvaccinated. A new COVID protocol has been proposed as a revision to state guidelines. Not true. It would change the procedures for isolation and quarantine. The wording of this liberal proposed legislation sounds so much like communist China. It's frightening. Entire unvaccinated families will be involuntarily detained at the whim of a local health official. Okay, it goes on. And it's just mad. And it's silly. And this Joe Kent, who has been endorsed by President Trump, by the way, several members of the far-right Proud Boys group, says the Times, also attended the rally, 200 people, which was also addressed by Joey Gibson, the founder of Patriots Prayer, which is based in Vancouver, Washington. Gibson urged protesters to start showing up at the homes of local public health officials who are planning to create a concentration camp. Where? At Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Actually, I think they're kind of busy there defending our country. He said demonstrators should not commit any acts of violence. We're not at that point right now. But prepare to commit acts of violence about this utterly non-existent threat? One Republican legislator, a good guy, said he sought to tamp down on the false claims this week upon hearing an uproar from alarmed constituents. We need to make sure that we squelch quickly the misinformation that anybody is going to go around and arrest anybody or detain anybody, certainly not an armed militia that is going to drag you out of your door. So said State Senator Jeff Wilson, a Republican of Longview. Look, this breaking news, let me see. Rejected parole for Siron Sirhan. Hallelujah. The 77-year-old Palestinian immigrant who murdered in 1968 Robert F. Kennedy in Los Angeles. Sirhan has served 53 years behind bars, and a state parole board panel in August concluded he was no longer a threat to society. Six of Kennedy's children and his wife Ethel Kennedy opposed the release. This is a major blow for decency and sanity, and indicates that maybe sometimes, even in California, that decency and sanity can prevail. There's a pretty decent movie that is now widely available. It's actually considered an Oscar contender for Andrew Garfield, who plays a famous Broadway composer who died very, very young. The movie has to do with that idea of time ticking by and ending with a boom, you're done. Film, tick, tick, boom.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A struggling, talented kid who wants to meet some Broadway success before his 30th birthday comes to vivid life thanks to Andrew Garfield. In the true story of the undeniably gifted Jonathan Larson, who later went on to write Rent. And this movie is directed by another young Broadway genius, Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. This film, Tick, Tick, Boom, is now in theaters and streaming on Netflix.
I have an original rock musical.
I don't know what the show is.
Try writing about what you know.
And the odd title is also the name of one of Jonathan Larson's earlier efforts, which refers to time ticking away before it ends with a sudden death. Miranda directs some first-rate musical numbers, and his protagonist comes across warmly as a difficult but irresistibly charming adventurer in love, friendship, and creative ambition. Rated PG-13, three stars for Tick, Tick, Boom. And it does feature some scenes from his previous musical, Tick, Tick, Boom. Not Lin-Manuel Miranda's, but Jonathan Larson's. Film is long, and of course, terribly sad, because, spoiler alert, but everybody knows this, the real Jonathan Larson died much too young. Next time on The MedVed Show, a bunch more movies, including two ambitious animated films, one of which is darn good. And then there, we will also be taking a look at some of the ongoing issues about the election of 2024. Doug Schoen, a former contributor to Fox News, says Hillary Clinton is the only Democrat who could win. Really? We'll argue about that, and we will talk about why college enrollment is dropping at the same time that more people are defaulting on their student loans in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.